Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to tighten a top loop in Ableton Live 12 so it sits properly in a jungle or old-school DNB beat. Now, if you're new to this, a top loop is basically the high-frequency part of the drum groove. Think hats, shuffles, ghost hits, little snare details, break textures, all that fast-moving energy sitting on top of the kick and sub. And in drum and bass, that top layer matters a lot. If it's loose, the track feels blurry. If it's tight, the whole groove starts to snap. The goal here is not to sterilize the loop. We still want swing, grit, and that raw break character. We just want it to lock in better with the main drums, so it feels punchy, controlled, and ready for a proper jungle roll. So let's jump in. First, choose the right loop. In Ableton's browser, look for something that already has rhythmic personality. A break top, a shuffled percussion loop, a hat loop, or chopped break section works really well. Try to pick a sample that has clear transients and not too much low-end rumble. If the sample is already muddy, you can still use it, but beginner life gets easier when the source is decent. Drag the loop onto an audio track, and set your project tempo to something like 170 to 174 BPM, depending on the vibe you want. That classic jungle and old-school DNB zone is fast, but it still needs space to breathe. Next, open the clip view and turn warp on if it isn't already on. For drum loops, try Beats Warp mode first. That's usually the most natural starting point. If the loop is already closed to tempo, keep the warping light. You don't want to stretch the life out of it. You want to lock it in. A good beginner move is to zoom in and find the first clean transient. Put that right on the bar start. Then listen against your kick. If you hear flamming, or the loop feels like it's arriving late or early, that's where you start adjusting. Small changes matter a lot in DNB, because the tempo is fast and the pocket is narrow. Now trim the loop. This is a big one. Don't just leave extra dead space at the start or end. Cut the clip so it loops cleanly. If the tail is messy, tighten it up. If there's a weird bit of noise or a clunky hit that doesn't help the groove, remove it. And here's a really useful mindset. Less correction, more selection. Beginners often try to fix everything with warp markers, but sometimes the smarter move is simply choosing a better section of the sample. A lot of breaks have one bar that grooves harder than the others. Use that. At this point, you can duplicate the loop across two or four bars, then make a slightly different version. Maybe trim one hit, maybe remove a ghost note, maybe shorten the tail of a snare ghost. Alternate those versions every couple of bars. That tiny variation keeps the loop alive without needing more samples. Now let's clean up the sound. Add EQ8 to the loop. This is where you protect the low end. Your top loop should support the kick and sub, not compete with them. Start with a high pass filter around 120 to 200 Hz. If the loop is already thin, maybe start lower. If it's dirty, go a bit higher. After that, listen for muddy low mid buildup. Around 200 to 500 Hz is often where break loops get cloudy. If needed, make a small cut there. And if the top end is harsh or brittle, you can gently tame that too, but be careful not to kill the air. A really solid starting point is a high pass around 150 Hz, then a small cut around 300 Hz if the loop sounds boffy. That alone can make a huge difference. Now let's tighten the feel. Use glue compressor if you want a simple, beginner-friendly way to hold the loop together. Try a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You're only looking for a bit of movement here, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, just enough to make the loop feel like one rhythm instead of a bunch of separate spikes. You can also use drum bus if you want a little more attitude. Keep the drive subtle, usually around 5 to 15%, and don't overdo the boom on a top loop. The transient section can help if you want more snap, but again, keep it gentle. If the loop still feels loose, don't immediately reach for more plugins. Sometimes the answer is just editing. Lower loud ghost hits a little. Remove a cluttered hit before the snare. If one hat lands awkwardly, slice it and nudge it slightly. That's the real jungle editor mindset right there. Tiny moves, big results. And the snare is your anchor. Always listen to how the loop relates to the main snare. If the top loop crowds that backbeat, the snare gets smaller and the groove loses impact. If a ghost hit lands too close before the snare and makes the backbeat feel late, lower it or cut it. That's how you get that classic snap into the snare. Now add a little saturation for edge. Ableton's saturator is perfect for this. Turn on soft clip if needed, and add just a few dB of drive. You can also use drum bus or even a light overdrive if you want more grit. The idea is not to make it fuzzy. The idea is to make it denser so it cuts through the mix, especially on smaller speakers. If your loop is already bright, use very little saturation. If it's thin and polite, a touch of grit can make it feel much more alive. Now, let's talk groove. You can use Ableton's Groove Pool if you want to borrow some swing, but keep it subtle. Around 10 to 30% is usually enough for a beginner starting out. Too much groove and the loop can start fighting the kick and snare. You can also move the entire clip a tiny amount. And I mean tiny. A few milliseconds earlier or later can change the feel a lot in fast music like this. If the loop feels rushed, push it back slightly. If it feels lazy, pull it forward a touch. Trust your ears here. This is where the track starts talking to itself. If the bass line is busy, simplify the top loop. If the bass line is sparse, the loop can carry more movement. In D&B, arrangement context matters more than solo mode. Always ask, is this loop helping the bass line or stepping on it? Now we make it musical across a section. Build a simple 8-bar idea. Keep the full loop for bars 1 to 4. Then in bars 5 and 6, remove one busy hit every bar, just to create a little breathing room. In bars 7 and 8, you could add a filter move with auto filter or place a reversed hit leading into the next section. For the filter, start a bit closed if you want tension, then open it up toward the drop or transition. You don't need huge automation, just enough motion to keep the phrase moving. That's very old school D&B. Repetition first, then a small change every 4 or 8 bars. Now listen in full context. Bring in the kick, snare, and sub, maybe a bass line too if you have one. This is the real test. Solo mode can fool you. Full mix tells the truth. If the top loop makes the snare feel smaller, reduce the loop, cut more low mid, or simplify the busy hits. If it disappears, add a touch more saturation or raise it slightly. If it feels too busy, remove hits before lowering volume. Usually, editing beats volume changes. And one more thing. Keep your edits reversible. Duplicate the clip before making heavy changes. That way you can compare a tighter version against a more natural version later. Sometimes the slightly rougher take actually wins because it keeps more character. So to recap the process, choose a strong loop, warp it carefully, trim it cleanly, high pass it, lightly compress it, add subtle saturation, then make small timing and arrangement edits so it locks with the drum pattern without losing its jungle swing. That's the whole vibe. A tight top loop in Ableton Live 12 can make your D&B track feel faster, heavier, and way more professional. It's one of those details that seems small until you hear the whole groove click into place. And once it clicks, it really clicks. For practice, try this. Find one jungle style loop, warp it to your tempo, clean it with EQ8, add glue compressor and a touch of saturator, then make two versions, one cleaner, one rougher. Build an 8-bar section with drums and sub, then compare them and pick the one that makes the track feel more alive. That's the lesson. Tighten the top, protect the low end, and let the groove breathe.